You are listening to the YLM Sermon of the Week podcast with Apostle Mamie S. Tolbert. Be blessed and refreshed by this relevant word from the Lord.
If you don't surrender to Jesus, if you don't surrender to the Lord, then you're at the enemy's. Come on here now. You're exposed and you don't have protection that you need. But how many know the devil is a liar? Oh, get your Bibles, turn to Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans 12, verse 1, and then skip to verse 12. Romans 12, verse 1, and then skip to verse 12. And then we're going to go to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Romans 12, verse 1. Romans 12 and 1 reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 12 says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 through 25, and it reads, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. This is God's word, and his word is already blessed. I want to talk to you from this subject. Unlocking your power. Be seated in his presence. Unlocking your power. Unlocking your power. Somebody need to say, unlocking my power. Come on, take it personally. Unlocking your power. First of all, understand that we lift up to the Lord that he will be honored, pleased, and glorified. That the people will be encouraged, empowered, reminded, and edified. And that the devil will be disappointed and horrified. Come on, can you say that with me? Say, Lord, as your servant has decreed and declared, be it so in your name. Now come on and bless the Lord in this place. That's right. We on assignment. This is an intentional thing. We intend to disturb the powers of darkness. Amen. 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 Because you need to know you've got power. Too many of us walking around living beneath our privilege because we don't understand the power that is within us. If you have received and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if you belong to God, you need to understand that you've got power on the inside of you. Understand this, not only do you have power on the inside of you, when you walk in a place, your power shows up. When you open your mouth, your power makes itself known, because there's a difference in those of us that belong to the Lord and those that don't. Somebody need to hear me in here. And so as we move on here, God has been dealing with me concerning some things, and there's some things in the body. We as his people, we need to be reminded of who we are and whose we are. We need to be reminded that there is a reason why he saved us. We need to be reminded that not only is there a reason why he saved us, but that he gave us some tools to work with. Now, somebody need to get excited about that. Because here's the thing. The enemy don't want you to know you've got access to that kind of power. He wants you to think that only certain ones in the body got access. And so you look around, and if I ask Pastor Cassandra, I need you to agree with me in prayer. That don't mean that I don't have enough power to praise too. Anybody hearing me? But we are agreeing in prayer. Why? Because I got sense enough to know that the more I got linking up with me in prayer, come on, the more damage I can do to the kingdom of darkness. The more I come out with victory. Somebody need to hear me. There may be something I'm dealing with and going through, and I'll say, listen, Sister Knight, I need you to pray with me. Pray with me. And when we pray, we don't even have to be in the same room. But when we pray, oh, somebody needs to say something here. When we pray, heaven hears us. Not only do heaven hear us, but the earth will see the proof of the power of our prayers. Somebody needs to get excited about your prayer life. That's why it's so important for us. Every Wednesday morning, we have corporate prayer, don't we? But before Wednesday, we ought to have a prayer life ourselves. Anybody hear me? You need your own individual prayer life so that when we come together corporately, we're just about ready to blow the wires off. Come on here now. Why? Because I already been praying. You already been praying. He already been praying. She already been praying. And so now we come together. And here's the thing. It helps us cultivate and grow in our prayer life. Somebody say, I need to grow. I need to grow in my prayer life so that way when stuff happens, all I got to do is look up toward heaven and say, God. And before I can get all the words out of my mouth, he's already moving. Oh, somebody need to hear me in here. Because the Bible said, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, what? And whatsoever you shall loose on earth, what? What does that mean? That means we got heaven's backing. Somebody need to hear me in here. I'm getting excited all by myself because we got heaven's backing. When we pray, somebody need to hear me in here. Listen, we getting ready to disturb some stuff up in here today. Not just in the building, but we getting ready to stir up some stuff. There's some loved ones I got out there. I'm praying for deliverance. I'm praying for breakthrough. I'm praying for salvation. Every day I'm praying for him. And you know what? I'm not just talking just to hear myself talk. But because I got power, 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 God hears me. When I call out their name, he hears me. When I say, God, I thank you. For you, God, loose them and set them free. I bind the devil, every trick, every method, every tactic, in the name of Jesus. You need to understand. Yeah, they're gonna toss and turn at night. You know why? Because they not going to have no rest, no peace, and no contentment until they surrender their lives to the Lord. Somebody need to hear me in here. That's right. I intend to disturb their sleep. Amen. Sister Brown, don't you want to disturb somebody's sleep until they surrender? Come on here now. Until they surrender. Until they surrender. Somebody need to hear me in here. And so, let me get back to what I was saying. There are those of you You think certain people, because of certain titles, got more power than you. God told me to tell you, you're living beneath your privilege. If you think for one moment that you don't have the opportunity, come on, to be just as powerful, God said you do yourself a disservice. Somebody need to hear me here. Yeah, y'all might look at me and say, wow, she got all that. But guess what? So do you. You just ain't tapped into it yet. Some of you, God told me to tell you this. Some of you have not tapped into what he has put in you. You haven't even scratched the surface yet. God said, you pray when something happens. But God said, for me to tell you, pray when all things are going well. Because what is prayer? I'm leaving my notes. Child, I'm leaving my notes. Prayer is communication with God. We talk to God when we're praying. Am I talking right? Do you know somebody besides Christians pray? And they consider it important for them to be constant and consistent. Anybody hearing me? But here we are taking breaks. Huh? Here we are. Today we're going to do it because we need God to do something. Something happening. But tomorrow things are going well, so let me just take a break and rest here, God. Because you got all things. Yeah, hey, you got it, God. I done called Apostle Mamie. She praying. I'm cool. God is saying, get up and cultivate your relationship with me in prayer. God said, when things are going well, come to me with a prayer of thanksgiving. Come to me and give me praise for how I worked that out for you. You asked and I did it. So now come to me and tell me how much you love me. Tell me how much you appreciate what I did for you. Tell me you know I'm the only one that could have did what I did. God said, tell me you know that there was nobody else you could depend on. Tell me how much you thank me. Tell me how grateful you are. Tell me you're grateful to me because I moved that out your way. Tell me you're grateful because I healed your body. Tell me you're grateful because I gave you that job. Tell me you're grateful because I gave you the raise and the bonus. Tell me. Because there are different types of prayers. Some people think it's just that ask, ask, ask. God, I need you to do. God, I need you to do. But God said there are other types. Prayers of thanksgiving. Prayers of gratefulness. God, I thank you. I thank you. Because you woke me up early this morning. I thank you for another day. I'm praying right now that I've never seen before. I thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you for what you already did. Thank you because you love me. Thank you because you've been good. Thank you. You didn't cut me off back there. Thank you. You healed my body. Thank you. Thank you. I'm still here. So give you glory. To give you honor. God said, in your private time, cultivate. He said in his word, he said, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living, what? A living. living sacrifice, holy. I could work right there for a little bit. Holy. Because see, folk think it's okay to do some stuff and come back and sit up in church. Then the devil on the other side saying, you done did that, now you can't go back to church. Somebody say the devil is a liar. Yeah, I did that. Now I'm coming back. Now I'm repenting. Is anybody hearing me? I'm getting it right with God. Why? Because I got power. And I need to unlock the power. The power don't need to be locked up. Locked up by disobedience. Locked up by doubt. Locked up by evil thinking. Locked up by giving in to my flesh. That'll lock it up. But I speak unlock, because prayer is the key. Let's go unlock that thing. So your prayer life, you cultivate it. So that way when the enemy comes, come on, look at your neighbor and say, because he's coming. Do you really think I'm up here doing all this preaching and he don't never come at me? You got to understand something. He comes at me with some stuff he may not even come at you with. See, some of y'all don't know all about my past. And see, the enemy remembers some stuff. He remembers, Sister Knight, he remembers the stronghold that kept me from surrendering when I should have surrendered. He remembers how I finally got free. But it took something for him to get me, to keep me. And I was wrestling and struggling with it. And so every now and then, he comes with that thing. Remember this? What do I do? Father God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen me. Strengthen me right now. I need you. Some stuff you could just shrug off, right? But some stuff, it's like, wait a minute. Wait. I thought I was delivered from that. I thought I wouldn't have that thought no more. I thought I wasn't gonna feel that. I thought it wouldn't make me respond the way it's. Anybody hearing me? See, y'all think y'all the only ones out there. And the enemy tricking you into thinking until you get past that, you'll never be good enough for God. But the devil is a liar. And the truth ain't in him. Surrender now. Fall on your knees. Consistent and constant with your communication. Oh, listen. So, in unlocking the power, I gotta tell y'all some things and then I'm getting ready to sit down. In unlocking the power, that means that you've got to spend the time with God. God said, stop giving him the silent treatment. God said, when you come to me, God said, talk to me. And God said, then there will be a time for you to listen to me, because I will talk back to you. Anybody hearing me? Oh, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He's given you instruction. He's given you direction. He's given you reassurance. Y'all ever hear me say I'm one of God's favorite? Y'all hear me say that? Somebody looking at me like, what is she talking about? I said I'm one of God's favorite. There are big things I ask God for. There are little things I ask God for. There are things that somebody will say, don't bother God with that. And God will give it to me before I even ask him. Because I'm one of his favorites. You know why I'm one of his favorites? Because I stay on my face before him. I realize and I understand that this thing is bigger than me. The anointing that God has placed on my life is bigger than me. Listen, leave the children, children to children. Amen, I love them. This thing is bigger than me. Y'all listen to what I'm saying to you. Because see, he's got an anointing on his life. And see, the enemy wants you to think that he's just being a child and he's got an anointing on his life. Y'all gonna see it too. And so this thing is bigger. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than us. God has anointed us for purpose. Look at your neighbor and say, God has anointed us for purpose. Say it again. God has anointed us. For what? For purpose. He's also anointed us so that when it's warfare time, y'all know I like walking there. Where my sword at? When it's warfare time, you will not be afraid to draw your sword. Y'all hearing me? You won't be afraid of the battle because you need to understand we got heaven's backing. Are y'all hearing me? And so it says, rejoice and exult, verse 12 of Romans 12. Be steadfast and patient. And listen, be constant in what? Prayer. Why? How many times has prayer been mentioned in the Bible? There are theologians that says prayer is mentioned anywhere from 600 to 700 times in scripture. Jesus said, men ought to always what? Pray and what? Not to faint. Wait. What is Jesus saying? If your prayer life is intact, if your prayer life is active, you won't faint. It doesn't mean you won't get weary. It doesn't mean you won't get tired. Somebody pinch yourself. Just pinch yourself because you don't want me pinching you. Pinch yourself. You know what that reminds you? That reminds you that you're still human. Are you hearing me? But our humanity is not an excuse. You hearing me? It's not an excuse to disobey God. Our humanity is more proof that God can use me even though I'm not perfect. God can strengthen me even though I'm not perfect. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray what? Without what? Pray without ceasing. Does that mean I'm walking around and I'm blah, 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 blah. No, you have other things to do throughout the day. On your job, you want them to think they need to cart you off to the insane asylum? God knows how. And so we pray in the morning before we leave. While we're at work, while I'm in my business meetings, they don't know, but I'm being prayerful as I'm sitting there discussing business. Why? Because sometimes some stuff is being said that don't need to be said, and I want God to change that thing. I want God to turn it. Why? Because I belong to him. Huh? Anybody hear me? I told you I'm one of his favorites. You got to own that for yourself. Don't be a hater with me. And don't come for me. Amen. You got to take that for you. Open your mouth and say, I'm one of God's favorites. Don't that feel good? Now, if it don't feel good, that means that you got to go before him and spend some more time. But for me, it just feels natural for me to say, I'm one of God's favorites. Why? Because I prayed and I laid on my face and I went through deliverance and I let him cast out demons that were there. Oh, somebody surprised? I let him cast those demons, those spirits out that were interfering with my relationship with him. Spirits of lust. Come on here now. Will anybody else admit that they needed God to help them with that? Come on. Spirits of obstinance. Spirits of disobedience. Come on. Anybody else will admit that they needed God to help them? See, the devil wants you to pretend and act like you got it all together, all of that you always had it all together. But the reality is, I didn't have it all together. But when I surrendered to God, God put me together. Anybody hearing me? And so we pray without ceasing. And as we look at the rest of that, understand that in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, it talks about the whole armor, doesn't it? Do you know one of the most important things in that scripture besides the pieces of armor? It says, praying always. Are you hearing me? And you know why? Praying always with all prayer and supplication. And watching thereunto with all perseverance. Understand, read that for yourself. Ephesians 6 chapter, verse 18. Prayer is the buckle that buckles all the parts of the armor together. Y'all hearing me? Prayer. Why? Because we need all of those pieces of the armor. But without a prayer life, you're going to go out there and get your behind kicked. But when you got heaven's backing, oh, somebody need to hear me in here. When you got heaven's backing, understand that you can go to God in public prayer. You can go to God in private prayer. You can go to God in secret prayer. You can go to God suddenly in prayer. You can confess to God. You can do prayers of petition, prayers of request, prayers for mercy, prayers for thanksgiving. Come on. God, I thank you. Y'all heard me do a prayer of thanksgiving. All you got to do is tell him thank you. And can I help you out? Stop trying to copy off the way other folk pray. He wants your sincere heart. I didn't always pray the way I prayed. When I first started, you could barely hear me because I'm shy. Can't y'all tell? You could barely hear me. And as I kept on communing with God and kept talking to him and kept talking to him, can I be honest with you? I didn't even want to pray in public. Not because I couldn't pray. I didn't want nobody hearing me because I'm shy. I really am. But one day, they said, we want Sister Talbot to pray. And I said, Lord, help me now. And I got up and I started out quiet. And when I knew anything, and Lord, I thank you and I give you glory. We thank you in advance. How many know when you obey God and when you connect to the Holy Spirit will take over. When the Holy Spirit takes over, I want you to hear me because I only got 8 minutes. When the Holy Spirit takes over, I don't care how shy you is. Nobody will be able to tell because y'all don't believe I'm shy. Why? Because I surrender to the Holy Spirit. Lord, have your way. Do you really think I'm playing when I say, have your way, God. Move by your power and by your spirit. I ain't playing. He's the only one that can uproot what needs to be uprooted. I'm getting ready to go. And so scientists have even discovered, guess what, y'all? Scientists and doctors study that there are physiological effects of prayer. Physiological effects of prayer where when people pray, heart rate and blood pressure decreases. Did y'all hear me? Doctors discovered that. They did scientific research. And I really hope that I'm encouraging those of you who don't pray every day like you're supposed to. I really hope I'm encouraging those who don't get on the Wednesday prayer call. It don't mean that you're going to lead the prayer every time. Just get on it. Get on that prayer call. And those of us that will pray, we're helping you start your day off right in prayer. Get on the prayer call. Why? Because we've got to cultivate, develop, and grow our relationship with God in our prayer life. And so they also discovered that it reduces stress, that it increases empathy. You know what empathy is? Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. They found out, these are doctors and scientists, they discovered that people who pray have a good opportunity of building relationships. Not only building relationships, but strengthening their relationship with their spouses and with family members, as well as other people. Why? Because how many know sometimes family get on your nerves? Sometimes you get on their nerves. Can I be real? I'm a whole lot with the luggage. So I know I get on some folk nerves. But you know what? My prayer life makes me sensitive enough so that I'm loving on them instead of intentionally trying to get on their nerves. Anybody hearing me? And so they love me past all my faults and my flaws. My sisters say I'm bossy. I said, that's the anointing of God that's on my life for leadership, and you just didn't understand it. Listen, scientists discovered that people who pray, that it's a spiritual exercise, just like we exercise in the natural, and it keeps our body in shape. You know what they said? They said prayer keeps the people who pray, their spiritual souls in shape, connected with God. Emotional health. They said it improves your emotional health. So much so and so, even if you had to take Prozac, if you develop and cultivate and grow your prayer life, it's a possibility you can come off that pill. That's what the doctors and the scientists said. They said because they've examined and they've studied and they found out that when people go to prayer, are you hearing me here? It lifts their mood. It gives them positivity and optimism. Are you hearing me? It says that prayer fosters a sense of connection. It brings calm to your mind. They said prayer. When you pray, are you hearing me? They said when you pray, that it does all of those things, that it brings peace, it brings hope. Because they said when you pray, it helps you to focus on God, the one you're praying to, and what he's capable of. How many know he's capable of doing much more than we are? And so 2 Chronicles says, if my people, y'all hearing it? I'm getting ready to go. I got to sit down. If my people, which are called by my name, would do what? Humble themselves and pray. Seek my face. Turn from my wicked ways. God said, I will hear from heaven. Did y'all hear that scripture that says that he will do what he says he will do for you? That scripture that I read there in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. It says, he will do. Faithful is he that calleth you. Verse 24. Who also will do it. He said, I'll hear from heaven. Why? Because you prayed. Just because you prayed, I hear from heaven. While the world is all chaotic. Huh? Somebody said they're going to hell in a handbasket. Well, I pray everybody ain't going there. But because it's so much chaos and everything, you know, when we pray, we affect the region that we live in. We affect that geographical location. Do you know that there are certain ruling principalities depending on where you live? And so when we pray, it affects those principalities. How many know there needs to be a changing of the guards? We need to make sure that God is the one. And so when I'm praying at home, I'm walking through the house and I'm addressing certain things to those principalities, letting them know, not here. I know your screeching tires, all that. I bind that up in the name of Jesus too. I come against all that stuff. Why? Because God's people live on that block. And it needs to make a difference that we live here. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to what? The power, did y'all hear that? That worketh in us. Unlock your power. Unlock your power. When you leave here, you ought to rev up your prayer life. Let your prayer life be on fire. Pray. I don't care what it is. I don't care how it look. It might look like it ain't going to work out. If it look like it ain't going to work out, and look like the more you pray, anybody ever did this, the more you pray, look like the worse some stuff getting? That's when I rev it up more. Oh, you think you tricking me, devil. You ain't tricking me. Because in the name of Jesus, I unlock the power that God has put in me. And I serve notice on you. Your trick, your method, your assignment is over. Cancel, null, void, inoperative. And ineffective in the name of Jesus. Unlock your power. Come on and give God praise in this place. Come on and bless his name. Come on and magnify him. Listen, if you're here and you want to surrender your life to the Lord, I'm going to give you an opportunity.
Partner with YLM financially using the following methods. The YLM mobile app. Text GIFT to 1-844-948-3895. Cash App $ Yes Lord M. On Givelify, search for Yes Lord Ministries in Kimmelworth, New Jersey. Our website. Visit www.ylmconnect.org and click donate. Mail checks and money orders to Yes Lord Ministries, Post Office Box 425, Union, New Jersey 07083. Download the YLM mobile app and stay connected with our ministry 24/7. On behalf of our lead pastor Steve Tolbert, our senior leaders Apostle Willie Tolbert and Apostle Mamie S. Tolbert, and the Yes Lord Ministries church family, thank you for joining us and welcome home.